And so, my dear brothers and sisters, it is a thing of joy that we are celebrating the first Sunday of Advent today. Many who celebrated this Advent last year are not with us. It is not out of our own making, but due to the Lord's mercy and forgiveness and the charity that He always offers to us. So today, the first Sunday of Advent, we begin our yearly pilgrimage through the events of the history of our salvation, starting with our preparation for the birthday celebration of Jesus and ending with our reflection on His glorious second coming as judge at the end of the world. We are entering the Advent season. Advent means coming, Adventus. We are invited to meditate on Jesus' first coming in history as a baby in Babylon. His daily coming into our lives in the mystery through the Holy Sacrament. His coming into our life through the Holy Bible and through the worshiping community. And finally, His second coming in the parousia at the end of the world to reward the just and to punish the wicked. This pilgrimage is a 4-week period leading us to Christmas. We see the traditional signs of Advent in our church, just like I and Deacon are wearing violet vestments and other decorations. Sometimes we see dry flowers and green plants, and also the Advent wreath we just blessed. These signs remind us that we must prepare for the rebirth of Jesus in our hearts and lives, enabling Him to radiate His love, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness through and all around us. So in this first Sunday of Advent, the church urges us to rejoice because that night of long pilgrimage to God's eternal city of peace will soon be fruitful. In the first reading of today, the prophet Isaiah says, "We see the mountain of the temple of the Lord already etched against the eastern sky." The prophet uplifts our spirit with his vision of the imminent reign of peace, which the Messiah will initiate. Isaiah describes his prophetic vision of all nations making a pilgrimage towards Jerusalem, affirming their faith in the one true God. Therefore, we prepare ourselves by climbing the mountain of the Lord and growing in charity. As we said last Sunday, charity is the highest form of love, signifying the reciprocal love between God and man that is made manifest in unselfish love of one's fellow man. And Isaiah, in today's reading, chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the Lord of Jacob, that He may instruct us in His ways and we walk in His path." Hence, if we want to be instructed, we must have to climb the mountain. Why? Because it is not easy to climb the mountain. There is a wise saying that says, if you want to travel fast, you travel light. Those who climb mountains know it is not easy, especially when it doesn't have trails. So if we want to climb, we must go light so that we can make it. So similarly, there is always some difficulties in climbing towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, to usher in this reign of peace successfully, the second reading of today and the gospel calls us to be ready and awake. Paul announces the closeness of our Savior, the Prince of Peace. For he says, our salvation is ever nearer than it was when we were converted. He also reminds us that the time has come. The time Paul means here is not the earthly time, Kronos, but God's time, which is Kairos. God's time, appointed one, is to save his people and restore peace to all troubled hearts, families, businesses, and nations. The incarnate word, our Lord Jesus Christ, came to deliver us from the old slavery of sin. We know, my dear brothers and sisters, how our faults enslave us, our envy, jealousy, and pride. This is what Jesus Christ came to deliver us from, the charity he has come to show us. Hence, Paul advises us, let us live decently as people do in their time, with no worrying or jealousy. Let your armor be the Lord Jesus Christ. He encouraged the Roman Christian community and each and every one of us to get ready to meet Jesus in his second coming by discharging our duty properly and by freeing ourselves from our former pagan lifestyle of jealousy and rivalry. We are challenged to make a spiritual preparation for Christ's rebirth in our lives. Jesus also warns us of the urgency of vigilant preparation for his second coming on our part, that we may meet him as our judge both at the end of our lives on earth and on the day of the last judgment when he comes in his glory. Jesus reminds us that the unrepentant, ill-prepared, evil people were destroyed by the flood in the time of Noah, that a thief will be able to break in and plunder the precious belongings of an ill-prepared householder. Using additional example, Jesus repeated his warning for us to be vigilant and well-prepared at all times, doing the will of God by loving others, offering them the same charity that Jesus has offered to each and every one of us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to be alert and watchful while spiritually preparing for Christmas by offering our daily works to God for his glory, by practicing self-control, in resisting our evil habits and inclinations, which are the enemies of charity, like sloth, envy, and pride. Sloth is about the sadness that motivates us not to pursue what is ultimately good for us. Sloth can show itself in depression, anxiety, seeing faith as restriction on our freedom and our inability to forgive one another. Sloth, according to Thomas Aquinas, he says it is the evil in man's heart. Sloth does not allow us to do the good works we are supposed to do in God. So it becomes a very big load on each and every one of us as Christians for us to climb that mountain. Envy, which causes rivalry and jealousy. It is obvious what envy does in our life. Always despising others for their good fortune, both spiritual and material. Obsession with comparing ourselves to others. Not being content with what God has given us. Always looking at the other person. And then pride, which makes us not to be subject to God's will, but to our own will. If we remember in the Bible, pride is one of the things that brings down the righteous people. If we remember the publican who came into the church telling God how he lives a good life, paying his tithe, his tax, and doing charity works. The Bible didn't tell us that this man was not doing those good works. But the only fault he had was pride, taking that glory to himself. And that is one of the loads that may bring us down in climbing the mountain of the Lord. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, each of us must try to be a copy of Christ. Christians, as body of Christ, must show ourselves to the world through the way we love one another. And by the joy and hope we radiate to our community, our families, and our society. St. Paul said in this second reading, there will be poor witnesses if the light of Christ is not in themselves, if they live in darkness, because nobody can give what he or she does not have. We cannot witness well if we don't remove all those loads from ourselves. And Anthony de Mello says, of what use is it to search for God in the holy places if we have lost him in our hearts? These two vices, three vices, can make us to lose Christ in our heart while going about looking for him in different places. And that is why charity is very important in our lives. The presence of God's gift of charity moves our hearts to love him and to love other things that move us closer to God. Therefore, my dear people of God, we must seek reconciliation daily with God, our family, and our neighbors by asking God pardon for our and forgiveness as we extend the same unconditional forgiveness to those who have offended us. Let us begin each day by praying for the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to prepare ourselves for Jesus' rebirth in our hearts and lives. Let our preparation for Christmas not only be physical and material. Let us try as much as we can to make it more spiritual. Advent is a special time that we can shed off all those loads that will not allow us to climb that mountain of the Lord very freely. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, Catherine de Hotel tells us, once you encounter God, you will no longer be the same person you were before. So may we pray in this Mass that God removes these enemies of charity in our hearts so that we may be able to climb the mountain of the Lord to meet our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen.